Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hannah just shared a heartfelt letter about her grief journey on the 8th anniversary of her grandma's passing. And one of the things about her grandma, who was basically a mother figure for her, she would always say, "I'm dropping dimes from heaven." And so we all handed Hannah a dime. Dimes have been a particularly important symbol in Hannah's relationship with her grandma. And we are going to play a little game called Dropping Dimes in honor of Hannah's grandma. Hey. We've created a game. Hannah does the Hollywood hashtag, so she always gives us the celebrity gossip. So I've looked up ridiculously crazy facts about celebrities, and you will tell me if I'm dropping a dime about them, like giving me an interesting fact, dropping a dime, or Brett is crazy and just made up a crazy lie.
I'm excited for this.
This is a penny from Brett. Okay? All right, number one, Harry Styles has an extra nipple. Is that a dime?
True. That's true.
True?
I know my man's nipples.
I agree. True.
Yep. Harry Styles does have an extra nipple. Yeah, that is true. MLK Jr. paid the hospital bill for Julia Roberts' birth.
No way.
Just Julia Roberts was born, MLK said, "Oh, I'll take care of
it." I'm going to say it's true because that seems like something really weird to make up.
Yes.
All these are supposed to be really weird. People have the third nipples.
I heard that story, so I believe it's true, yes.
Do you think they just made that story up?
No, yes.
It's true, actually. MLK found out the Julia Roberts family, who had had some connection to the King family.
Say, what was the
So they had a family, and their family couldn't afford the hospital birth and hospital bills. And so MLK Jr. actually paid for Julia Roberts' birth back in October 28th of 1967. Look at that. Dolly Parton was actually supposed to be on U.S. currency, but she actually turned it down, said she felt like it was inappropriate. Is that a dime? Am I dropping a dime about Dolly? Dolly Parton was approached.
I believe she could do it.
Be on U.S. currency.
I don't think that's true.
I don't think so either. Even though that sounds very Dolly.
Sound very Dolly, but it's made up completely by me.
Unfortunately.
Sydney Sweeney was her high school valedictorian. She's got good genes. Is she smart? Sydney Sweeney was her high school valedictorian. Hannah, do you think that's a dime?
I do believe that.
You do?
I have to say no.
Oh, she's judgy.
I believe that as one who actually dressed up as her during our spirit week.
Her?
I have a connection. I believe she was the school valedictorian.
Big boobs and big brains?
Yes.
That is true. Sydney Sweeney was our high school valedictorian.
Boom. Good job, Kev.
Yep.
I'll do one more. Is this a dime or just completely made up by me? Harrison Ford accidentally landed the role of Han Solo. He was just a carpenter installing a door, and then George Lucas says, "Hey, do you want to be Han Solo?"
Kevin, you go first.
No, Kevin, go last.
Yeah, I'll go last.
Kevin was shaking his head, so I'm going to say true. Okay, I'll say false then.
Kevin?
It is true. I mean, yeah, he was more than just a carpenter. He actually fed the lines to the other actors.
Gosh.
And it was like, hey, you know, he was an actor wannabe. And all of a sudden, boom, he's Han Solo.
And then he became Han Solo, launched
this
like crazy career.
I hope something like that happens to me.
Just
discover it out in the wild.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Wild.
Yeah.
Now that's a dime. Dropping dimes in honor of Hannah's grandma.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Let's see what's trending. We know life is busy, so we put 2 minutes on the clock and we scroll through trending stories as fast as we possibly can. We headline read and then Hannah tells me which ones you need details on. This one specifically, I think Hannah needs details on. Headline says, how lazy you have become, we're introducing body washing machines.
Whoa.
We found out that Hannah does not know how to wash her body. She doesn't wash her arms.
Whatever.
Which is the craziest thing ever. And so I think a company actually heard the segment and have responded where you actually go into a human washer. They say it's for the future. It's like a huge pod. You sit down in the pod and it like washes you like a car wash machine.
I love that.
You don't even have to move. You spray your body down with the soap, the water, wax, whatever, and then you just get out.
I love that.
We love it because you don't know how to shower.
If I only had something to like exfoliate, I want a three-step one. I want a wash one, actually four-step. Wash one, shave my legs, exfoliate my body, and then put on my self-tan.
Well, I don't know.
I pay a lot of money for that.
All the things it does, but it does say it's like a car wash, and I feel like it's going to do a lot of those steps. Like it dries you at the car wash and stuff.
Love that.
The University of Montana has a 30-year Halloween pumpkin mystery.
What?
So a mystery pumpkin appears at the top of their like main hall on the sphere. You know, like the sphere at the top where it's just like the little point?
Yeah.
A pumpkin is put on top of it. No one knows how it gets there. It's been a mystery for 30 years. It happens every year.
Oh, come on. The custodians just doing
that's cool, though.
Crazy work.
Custodians can't climb it. They say expert level climbing is what it takes to do that.
What?
So they interviewed like climbers around here like, yeah, we think we know who's done it. The university, now it's become such a thing, university like tries to do it extremely early in the Halloween season so kids don't try to be the one who does it. I'll be the one who does it this year before it.
Oh, that's scary.
And so they had to make like comments like, please don't. Just let it happen.
Get off the roof.
Just let the mystery do its thing.
Get off the roof.
Yeah. Get a warning for kids nowadays.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Let us explain why giving away a pumpkin is one of the coolest and most special things here on the Brett Mega Show. Every single year, around this time, we give out pumpkins, and it's going to be back. All next week, we're going to be handing out pumpkins. And if all the concert cool giveaways and flyaway trips and experiences we give away, I feel like the pumpkin giveaway is the coolest and most special one to me. It's one of my favorites. What we go and do is we hand pick out pumpkins, and we went yesterday to hand pick them. So we got these big suckers over here in the studio.
They're huge.
We go out to Eckert's, and we have school kids pick out these pumpkins for you. And so they are the ones who got to pick out the pumpkins. They sign a mini pumpkin, so you know it comes from the school kids. And then starting on Monday, we'll ask people to call in and say, hey, if you are in need of a pick-me-up, especially with the holiday season now finally officially kicking off. We go into Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. The holidays can be heavy. We were just talking about Hannah's grief journey with her grandma. That holidays can bring a lot of feelings for a lot of people, a lot of emotions, and sometimes it's just been a hell of a year. If you know somebody who can use a pick-me-up, we'll bring them a pumpkin. You're like, a pumpkin and pick them up? And one of the reasons this started off as a tradition is it was my first family tradition with my wife. My wife and I were high school sweethearts. We had spent 7 years long distance, and FaceTimes and call after call, we would talk about two things. We would get an L-shaped couch and be able to watch a TV show together because we would always be distance and sit on that couch. And we would start family traditions. Even before we had kids, we just couldn't wait for them. And so the very first one we started was we went to a pumpkin patch. We didn't even have kids yet. And I realized the magic and joy that the holidays can bring to people and having those traditions. And so I started asking other people, like, do you have those? And most people were like, no, we just are too busy this year. We didn't get to a pumpkin patch. We didn't sit down and carve them. And I realized that life just keeps going by fast. And I wanted people to have that same tradition that I had with my wife that we started now that we do this big fall day with our kids. I have three kids now, and this tradition has been passed on. And our kids can actually literally say, we say, what holiday is coming up? They say fall day before even Halloween. It's a holiday in our family. And so we want to bring that family tradition to you.
That's so cool. I love it. I love it, the fact that we've also involved students and these kids when we go out to Eckerd's, and they're a part of it because they love it. They love, because they're out there on a school field trip finding pumpkins for themselves and their family. And when you ask them, hey, can you help? They're a little shy, and all of a sudden they just go crazy, and they want to find every pumpkin they can. Here's another one.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden Brett is holding 50 pumpkins.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, but it's so awesome because they just want to give back, and they just want, they want you to feel as excited about these pumpkins as they do.
The connection we've made with different listeners through doing this is insane. A lot of them, like one of them in particular, Gwen, she called in last year, and she had just lost a grandparent, and our stories were very similar. Gwen and I keep in touch. We DM each other on Instagram still. We've had people who have lost a husband who have called in. We've had people who's lost a child call in. And then other people, just like we dropped him off at a nurse's station last year, or maybe the year before. We've been doing this a while. Because they just needed a pick-me-up, because being a nurse can be hard. Like, people have called in for all different reasons, but it hits and pulls that same heartstring every time.
I do remember, like, the Gwen call, because when we went to her grandma's house, her grandma talked and told us stories all about her husband that she had just lost and spent like 50 years together. She's like, he used to do this, this, and this, and we must have stayed there for an hour. We literally, like, put this pumpkin, you know, let it sit shotgun, put the seatbelt on it, and everyone's like, you guys are crazy to deliver these pumpkins, and it's got to be the weirdest thing. No one's going to call in. And just showing how much we care about you, I think, hopefully reminds them, like, it's those little moments in life where you look back and, like, remember when we sat around the table and carved a pumpkin? We just need to sit down for a second, because this is how the year's been. So next week on the show, it's a very special week. We're going to kick off our pumpkin giveaway. My fall day, by the way, is set. We're doing it next Friday.
Well, oh, baby.
So the whole thing goes all the way up until my fall day. And so my family traditions and your family traditions all go side by side. And so we're so excited to hand deliver pumpkins all week next week. See the pictures, by the way, of the kids picking out the pumpkins on our Instagram page. They're adorable. They're up on our Instagram page right now, Brett Maga Show. And you get a sneak peek at some of the pumpkins you can win next week. It's Friday. Happy weekend. It's the Brett Maga Show. We appreciate you listening, spending your week with us. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Eminem actually has a new lady in his life. I'll give you all the details on her next.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood, a hashtag baby. It's ready, so here we go.
All right, I never really thought I'd be coming on here gossiping about Eminem, but here we are. Love is apparently in the air for Eminem. He is now rumored to be dating his hairstylist. Her name is Katrina. And this story really, like, interests me just because I feel like it's a little different. Katrina and Eminem kind of have like a backstory. She's actually worked with him for like a hot second, doing his hair for like music videos and stuff. So they've known each other for a while. They're both from Detroit, and Katrina seems like kind of a normal girl. Like, she works as like a legit hairstylist, not just working with celebrities. And I think this could be good. They know each other. They seem friendly. It's like low-key. She's not like some other big pop star or anything.
Yeah, it does feel like she's like a regular person. Other than she does do celebrity stylist, but it does feel like she's just like a salon stylist, which is crazy. And like, I don't know if like Eminem's love life is something people are invested in, although his music has played out with like Kim. We all know the story about his ex-wife, them onning and off again. But like, once Kim started battling addiction and they really actually separated for the last time, one of the things that Eminem had said is, like, people are like, why don't you date anymore? Why aren't you in the, like, he's not a public spotlight guy. And one of the things he said, he just wanted to focus on being a dad. And I think that's so, like, kind of weirdly honorable from a guy who's, you know, made his name, like, slaying people in music industry. But he's just wanted to focus on being a dad. And I, both of his daughters are now either pregnant or have had kids.
Yeah, he's in grandpa era. Right.
So he's in the grandpa era, so now he's, like, back dating. It feels like, well, well, my kids are all grown up. I'm back in the game, baby. Yeah. It just feels weird.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
You get the Mega Mind question of the day correct. Approximately 1 in 5 men refer to their wife by this when talking with other guys. Since this is a common one, AB always says she gets screwed over. You want to go first, AB?
Oh. I think it, they say...
You get first dibs.
I know, that caught me off guard.
Don't mess it up!
Yeah.
I think they call them the boss.
Okay.
Ew, I would hate that.
All right.
Is it my turn?
Yeah, go ahead. Okay. Yeah, we'll mix it up.
I think 1 in 5 men refer to their wife as their significant other.
Kevin?
And I think 1 in 5 men say it's their better half.
One person got it correct.
Oh!
Did AB choke when she got first dibs? She always complains. I have to go last. People always use my names. Since there's so many of them,
yeah,
I let her go first.
Boss.
Approximately 1 in 5 men refer to their wife when talking. With other guys, they use this. What do they use? I'll tell you what the answer is next.
Mega Minds.
All right, Mega Mind question of the day. Give you the answer because someone got it correct here on the Brett Mega Show. Approximately 1 in 5 men were referred to their wife by this when talking to other guys. AB always goes last, complains that everyone takes her answer.
Mm-hmm.
So I gave her first time. She got first dibs.
Yep.
Did you choke? What was your answer?
I said the boss.
The boss. Kevin, you call the wife the boss a lot?
I do.
I was going to say, that sounds right to the core.
But Kevin, what was your guess?
I also call her the better half.
Mm-hmm.
I said significant other.
Hannah, you're not even close. No. Guys don't talk
boring.
Like that.
Yeah,
yeah, boring. It really comes down to AB versus Kevin.
Whoa.
Is it the better half or the boss? Approximately 1 in 5 men refer to their wife by this when talking to other guys. AB, first time she got to answer first. What did she do with it? Would it even matter? Apparently she has a point, guys, because the first time she got it right.
Yeah.
See, she just would
have... I've been telling you guys, this is why I never get them right. It's because I have to go last.
Yep, that's all.
You can go first until you start messing it up.
Good job. Look at it. First, you got to go first, and look at that. Got it right.
It's going
to
be a great day.
Yep. We're going to play the More Of game next on the Brett Mega Show. All right, we're going to play a little game, and you can play along with us in your car as you're listening to the Brett Mega Show. Do you remember that, like, I guess, what is it, a riddle that people are trying to figure out, where people are trying to decide, is there more wheels versus doors in the world? I will throw out two different things, and you tell me which one there are more of in the world out there. Like, do you think there are more wheels or doors in the world?
Doors.
Wheels. Wheels.
It is wheels. 37 billion wheels. Toys, cars, carts, chairs. There's only 33 billion
Because things normally have, like, multiple wheels.
Yep.
Right.
So do, like, houses have a bathroom door,
a
front door,
a
garage door, closet door.
All right, next one. Trees versus stars in the Milky Way. What do you think there are more of? Trees or stars in the Milky Way?
Stars?
Stars?
Stars.
Everyone said stars. All of you would be incorrect.
Really?
What?
There are more
trees. I thought
trees
the trees were dying.
On Earth, around 3 trillion trees on Earth. It's close to 400 billion stars in our galaxy. Earth is leafy, it says.
Wow.
Blew your mind, huh?
Yeah.
Smart TVs versus desktop computers. What do you think?
Smart TVs now. No
Who
one has
needs
desktop?
A desktop computer.
I think desktop computers.
Now there's 1.5 billion desktop computers, over 2 billion smart TVs.
Wow.
More TVs out there. Ants versus humans. What do we have more of?
Ants. They're everywhere. Ants.
Ants.
And it's a lot. 20 quadrillion ants versus 8 billion
ants. Think about how many ants you have in just your house. You don't even want to know.
I got my Aunt Barb. I got my Aunt Shirley.
Kevin Berghoff. That was so cute.
That is the most Kevin joke I've ever heard.
That's right.
Bicycles versus cars.
Cars. Who rides a bike anymore?
All
We're all lazy. I think bikes.
I think bicycles.
Bicycles is correct.
Yeah.
2 billion
Maybe
bikes.
Maybe we're not lazy.
2 billion bikes, 1.5 billion cars. Hot Wheels versus real cars.
Ooh.
This is a stumper for Kevin. He will repeat this. You could have used it for Fun Fact Friday because it's a toy question.
I'm going to say real cars because I don't know the production of Hot Wheels anymore. Like, I don't know that they're still, like...
popular?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's real cars.
I think Hot Wheels are still popular, and I think it's Hot Wheels.
It's 3-1 in favor of Hot Wheels.
Yeah!
Wow.
16 billion Hot Wheels versus
they're
6 billion.
They're all stored in Kevin's basement.
That's right.
Yeah. And then chairs versus people. Do we have more chairs or more people?
People?
No, I think it's chairs, man. My in-laws have so many chairs.
Oh my god! I feel like there's never enough chairs everywhere.
I always feel like we're missing chairs, right?
Over at my in-laws' house.
Most people have more chairs than people, totaling 10 billion chairs, 8 billion people in the world. So there's 2 billion more chairs out there.
Invest in chairs.
You need to borrow it from Kevin's in-laws.
Yeah. Sit down!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.